Firefighters in parts of the western U.S. were hoping for help from cooler weather today, but there's still no end in sight to a plague of wildfires, including one in Northern California that keeps growing. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
In Indian Falls, California, charred homes, cars, and keepsakes are all that's left after the Dixie Fire tore through the enclave north of Sacramento. It's the largest active fire in the state and one of more than 85 wildfires burning across the nation, mostly in the drought-stricken west. Unlike the sprawling bootleg fire in a sparsely populated area of southern Oregon, California's Dixie Fire is threatening more than 10,000 homes. CAL FIRE spokesman John Hagee says they're trying to get ahead of fire behavior that can turn aggressive quickly.
We're really being cautious to ensure that the safety of the public is taken care of, to make sure that we're giving ourselves enough lag time, because what we've seen is throughout the summer and throughout the last few years really is that fires have that potential to grow exponentially, within a few hours really.
The fire ignited nearly 2 weeks ago. California's Pacific Gas and Electric Utility said its equipment may have played a role in starting the fire, which has been fueled by a prolonged drought and erratic winds in steep, hard-to-reach terrain. Hagee says it's all part of the perilous new reality firefighters face in wildfire season.
The lack of rain we received last winter is really showing itself this summer as aggressive fires and big devastating fires. And really the 10-year drought that we saw, we're still paying a price for that, because all that fuel that was stressed and died during that 10-year drought is still on the landscape and still is available fuel. You know, we're in a new era of firefighting, and understanding that environment and making that preparations for it is key.
In Indian Falls, at least 36 homes and structures have been lost. But with the Dixie Fire less than 25% contained, the worst wreckage may lie ahead. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.